الحمدللہ رب العالمین والصلاة والسلام علی سید المرسلین اما بعد فاعوذ باللہ من الشیطان الرجیم بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم الصلاة والسلام علیک یا رسول اللہ وعلی آلک و اصحابک یا حبیب اللہ الصلاة والسلام علیک یا نبی اللہ وعلی آلک و اصحابک یا نور اللہ. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, welcome to this special transmission. Well, before we go any further in today's topic, another beautiful topic, inshallah azza wa jal, to motivate, to encourage us, let's remember the beautiful hadith, niyatul mu'mini khayrun min amalihi. The intention of a believer is better than his action. So don't delay, make those good intentions today, make them right now. And oh Allah azza wa jal, I am watching, I am listening to the silsila of Madani channel, and I make the intention, oh Allah, I am presenting this silsila of Madani channel for your rida, for your pleasure and happiness, for the pleasure of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What I learn, I will try to practice and share with others as well. And I'm here to seek ilmuddin, knowledge of deen, inshallah azza wa jal. These intentions we should make before watching any, when we put on Madani channel, start making the good intentions, even before you put it on, so that your thawab meter, your reward counter, starts already. Before we do any ibadat, before we do any good deed, good action, we must ensure that it is backed up with good intentions. And therefore you will see always when you are listening to Amir Ahl-Sunnah Tamad Barakatum Al-Aliyah. That's how he starts off with. When you're attending our Ijtima'at of Dawud Islami, when you are starting your dars, you mention good intentions. So you gain maximum thawab from the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. If you can think of any other good intentions, make it now. Try to keep a diary or a notebook, and you can diarize the important Madani pearls of advices. And later on you can brush over that, just to remind yourself. And if maybe you can help somebody else, you can transfer and share it with them, or advise them. And this is important, because ink is the best memory. And as Sayyidina Anas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says, that capture knowledge by writing it down. Because when the silsila ends, maybe 10%, 20% perhaps I may retain in my mind. But if I wrote down all the important points, it's there. And then if you need to back it up, you back it up, no problem. SubhanAllah Azza wa Jal, there are so many beautiful, wonderful benefits, bounties for the fortunate Muslims who recite abundant amounts of Durood-e Paak, salawat or salutations upon the cause of creation, the cream of creation, the crown of creation, the owner of Jannah, the knower of the unseen, the intercessor of the Ummah, our most merciful master, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That person who recites Durood-e Paak, salawat, salutations 1,000 times every day will not die until he sees his place in Jannah. This is a beautiful hadith, and we may have heard it many a times before. Have I started to practice upon it? That is the important thing. Have I started to practice? What is stopping me from reciting Durood-e Paak in abundance? I will be able to identify if I sit down and really think hard and ponder and contemplate what is stopping me from reciting Durood-e Paak in abundance. And similarly, you apply that to everything else. What is stopping me from establishing my 5 times salah? What are the things or who are the people that are stopping me from fulfilling the rights of my spouse or my children, my parents, my siblings? So what and who is stopping me from doing good deeds and pleasing Allah and His Rasul Azza wa Jalla wa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? You need to isolate those people and all those things, those habits. But one by one, you need to cut them out. No matter how close they are to you, try to advise them to change their ways. Because if being in their environment, in their circle, means you are going further away from Allah and His Rasul Azza wa Jalla wa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you are going further away from the teachings of Islam, and they don't want to change, they are pulling you down with them. So cut all those negative weights. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today's topic is with regards to something that Muslims are known for. It's part of their nature. It is inherent. It's something that's what a Muslim is all about. Also, it is part and parcel of a Muslim's life. And that is generosity, sadaqah, charity, donations, helping the poor and needy, assisting the disadvantaged. That's what a Muslim does. And subhanAllah, we are going to go into a little bit of a detail. Before we go there, inshallah, we will request our wonderful team to please enlighten us with a beautiful kalam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Ya Rasul Allah, ya Habib Allah, ya Rasul Allah, ya Habib Allah. Kismat meri chamka liye, chamka liye aqa. قسمت میری چمکا لیے چمکا لیے آقا مجھ کو بھی در پاک پہ بلوا لیے آقا آقا نظر کرم سرکار نظر کرم سرکار کر دو نظر کرم سرکار نظر کرم سرکار نظر کرم سرکار نظر کرم سرکار کر دو نظر کرم سرکار نظر کرم سرکار میرے تم خواب میں آؤ میرے گھر روشنی ہوگی میرے تم خواب میں روشنی ہوگی میری قسمت جگا جاؤ میری قسمت جگا جاؤ عنایت یہ بڑی ہوگی
نظر کرم سرکار نظر کرم سرکار کر دو نظر کرم سرکار نظر کرم سرکار نظر کرم سرکار نظر کرم سرکار کر دو نظر کرم سرکار نظر کرم سرکار
مدینے مجھ کو آنا ہے غم فرقت مٹانا ہے مدینے مجھ کو آنا ہے غم فرقت مٹانا ہے کب آقا اے مدینہ در پہ میری حاضری ہوگی
نظر کرم سرکار نظر کرم سرکار کر دو نظر کرم سرکار نظر کرم سرکار نظر کرم سرکار نظر کرم سرکار کر دو نظر کرم سرکار نظر کرم سرکار
مجھے گر دید ہو جائے تو میری عید ہو جائے مجھے گر دید ہو جائے تو میری عید ہو جائے تیرا دیدار جب ہوگا تیرا دیدار جب ہوگا مجھے حاصل خوشی ہوگی
نظر کرم سرکار نظر کرم سرکار کر دو نظر کرم سرکار نظر کرم سرکار نظر کرم سرکار نظر کرم سرکار کر دو نظر کرم سرکار نظر کرم سرکار
میرے مرقد میں جب اتار وہ تشریف لائیں گے مرقد میں جب اتار وہ تشریف لائیں گے لبوں پر نعت شائے انبیاء اس دم سجی ہوگی
نظر کرم سرکار نظر کرم سرکار کر دو نظر کرم سرکار نظر کرم سرکار نظر کرم سرکار نظر کرم سرکار کر دو نظر کرم سرکار نظر کرم سرکار
یا رسول اللہ یا حبیب اللہ یا رسول اللہ یا حبیب اللہ
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. How was that beautiful sight of Medina Sharif, Masjid al-Nabawi, grand green dome of Medina Sharif, subhanallah azza wa jal, amazing, wonderful. Allah azza wa jal, bless us to visit Medina Sharif time and again. Allah azza wa jal, bless us to go for Hajj, for Umrah time and again. Ameen bi jahin Nabi al-Ameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So sadaqah, charity. You know, when you study these concepts in Islam, it opens up into different avenues. If I mention sadaqah to a person, now sadaqah refers to charity. But what comes to the mind? A charity in cash or kind. The charity, you know, okay, the masjid needs assistance, so I'll give my charity, my money there. Or maybe I'll just EFT it into the masjid's bank account. Or the uloom, the jami'a, the madrasa. Okay, shari'i faqeed is there. And so you take money and you assist. Maybe an Islamic institution, like your Dawat-e Islami. Or in kind. Or these people, they don't have food. You will go, you'll buy a loaf of bread or something and you give them to eat. So our mind goes towards this place, this direction. That charity, sadaqah, refers to money, refers to wealth, refers to something cash or kind that you are assisting other people. And as you know, there are more or less two categories of sadaqah. Sadaqat-e wajibah, sadaqat-e nafilah. Sadaqat-e wajibah refers to those charities which are compulsory, like zakah and fitrah, etc. And sadaqat-e nafila, your normal sadaqah and lillah. If you want more details on this, please sit with our Sunni ulama, sit with our Darul Ifta, Ahlul Sunnah, and you know, they will give you so much of information when it comes to zakah and the rulings of zakah and fitrah and fidya and kafara and nadhr. And subhanallah azza wa jal, we must empower ourselves. And you know, as our scholars mentioned, that every ijtima that you attend of Dawat-e Islami, you'll pick up one thing, two things, three things, depending how much you can retain. Every Madani qafila of Dawat-e Islami that you travel on, you'll remember. Some things will just stick with you. Maybe one thing that will stick with you. Hey, you know what? I learned that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam ate with these three fingers, right? So every dars you attend or you deliver or you listen to, every time you are filling nek a'mal and you're reading all those 50 something questions every day, if we are filling nek a'mal, you're reminding yourself, did I make good intentions? Did I establish my 5 times salah? Did I make salam to the Muslims? Did I, you know, fulfill the rights of my parents? Did I follow the traffic rules? So these things are designed. to help us, to uplift us step by step. Subhanallah. In Islam, sadaqah has a very wide meaning. It does not, or is it confined only to wealth and cash or EFT transactions or tin food, hamper distribution. It's not confined to cash and kind only. It's so much more. We'll get to that in a few moments, inshallah. When you study, you'll realize how much of emphasis there is on being generous. And you know, because who doesn't like money? Us, the normal people, we all like money. One thing is not to love money, not to let that money, that wealth meaning either cash, either investments, properties, gold, silver, you know, jewelry, whatever, not to allow this to embed itself in our hearts. That's where the danger is. When I get too attached to my wealth, this is mine. I worked hard. I worked those long hours. I did the sacrifices. I put the efforts in. I this and I that. This is mine. It belongs to me. Nobody must touch it. Now there's a problem. That belongs to Allah. Allah Azza wa Jal is the one who gave you opportunities to study at the school, at that prestigious university, at that college. Allah Azza wa Jal is the one who actually gave you the knowledge, the know-how. Allah Azza wa Jal opened the doors for you and helped you along by blessing you with wealth. And now, I turn around and say, this is mine. I will spend it how I want. You would get some foolish Muslims who would take this and just squander it. Because you know, they're earning so much or too much at the end of the month. I've got the houses. I've got the cars. What else? I've got the mansions. I've got the luxuries of the best of the best imported from here and from there, and I've got it. You know, what else now? What else? So there's too much coming in. So how is it that person's mind doesn't go towards sadaqah? But they're always trying to, and this is how so many of them slip into the dregs of drugs. Slip and sink into the filth of drugs, destruction. They destroy themselves because now they have not attained sukoon, tranquility, because they've got everything. They may even have the name and the fame in the dunya that they can't even walk outside, they can't even leave the gates of their home, of their property, without the paparazzi or the fanatics surrounding them. And so they need the bodyguards to protect them, to push back all the fanatics, their fans. No sukoon, yet an abundance of wealth is there, and the fame, or their name and fame is, you know, flying high everywhere. But no happiness. So something is missing. And we are taught in Islam that, you know, you will never reach true piety until we spend in the path of Allah of that which is beloved to us, close to us. This is an Islamic concept that we are taught. What is close to me? I was asked myself. On, you know, everybody's list, wealth is there. So nobody is saying, take your entire salary, your entire paycheck at the end of the month and go and give it in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal. That of course is wrong. That is foolish. Who's going to pay for your water, your lights, your rates, your rent, your food, your children's school fees, the petrol in your car? Oh, according to your financial capacity, divide it. Even if it means giving 100 or 10 rand, Just 10 rand. It's earned from halal sources. And I'm giving this with the intention to please my Allah, to please my beloved Rasul, Azza wa Jalla wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I'm giving this for the removal of calamities. I'm giving this 10 rand for Isal al-Thawam of my family and all marhumin. Bismillah, go. Give it. Give it in the path of Allah. Subhanallah. How beautiful is that? How wonderful is that? But consistency. Do it every week or every month. According to your financial ability. Subhanallah. So sadaqah. You heard the beautiful hadith many a times. As-sadaqatu raddul bala. The charity diverts calamity. Allah. And every household out there has a calamity, has a problem, a difficulty. Maybe domestic problem, domestic disputes, spiritual problem, financial problem, sickness. You know? So, minor problem, major problem, but every household may have an issue. And so, sadaqah, charity, diverts the calamity. And the scholars have mentioned as well that if a calamity is heading towards you, maybe an accident waiting to happen, maybe a carjacking, hijacking, kidnapping, Allah protect us and our families and our children and our offspring. Maybe a calamity of some sickness or illness or disease or ailment or whatever it be. That little, don't think that sadaqah is little, I'm giving a 10 rand only. You earned it from halal sources, you're giving it with the correct intentions in the path of Allah. That's going to help you. Through the will and mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal, this is going to help you to divert that calamity that's heading towards you. Speaking about kidnapping, I wanted to share this wazifa with you. And our beloved Amir Ahl Sunnah, Hazrat Allama Mawlana Muhammad Ilyas Akbar Qadri Damat Barakatum Aliyah, had mentioned it a few times before. When you are performing wudu, obviously we must make sure that we are performing wudu properly. But each area that has to be wet, that water must flow, is indeed flowing over a minimum of 2 drops each and every place. But whilst making wudu, I must recite Ya Qadiru. Ya Qadiru, Ya Qadiru, Ya Qadiru. Ya Qadiru, Ya Qadiru, Ya Qadiru. As I'm washing each limb, recite Ya Qadiru. This is powerful for protection against kidnappers. And please make sure you teach this to your children as well, or your grandchildren if you have. Another thing is that, of course, if we are in that situation, call out, Ya Ghawth al-Madad. Call out to the great Ghawth-i Azam. And you will find that Allah has truly blessed them with that permission, with the authority and the ability to assist us. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You see, one problem that many people, you can call it a bad habit, that they may assist others, maybe in cash or kind, but they would remind that person, I'm the one that helped you, that lifted you up, that took you from the gutters and made you who you are today. You are the one who did that. So Allah Azza wa Jal didn't give you ability and make you who you are to help others. Subhanallah. When arrogance clouds the mind, when the ego is bursting out, and pride and all of these spiritual diseases has consumed a person, the heart ends up becoming hard like a rock, or even harder. Some rocks will get water that can flow through them, through their pores. Some people's hearts are harder than rocks. That, you know, they've made it in life. You know, the materialistic items that we can't even imagine. The comforts and the luxuries, they feel like, oh, I am there. I made it. And then they look down at all the peasants, all the poor people. We can't say this for every rich person. Of course, the exceptions are there. But when you are in the circles of the wealthy people, you would realize that many of them have that, as you say, nose in the air. My dear viewer and listener of Madani Channel, if Allah has blessed you with wealth, don't flash it around. Don't go and contribute to the masjid because I must be known in the community as a generous person. Don't help the poor people of your family or your community so that you can expect some favors in future. That, okay, you know, my intention is, let me help these guys here so I know, like, if I need help, I can just pick up the phone and call them. And if they don't come, I'll just give them a reminder. That, okay, what's your rent for the next month? All right, okay. Come on. Who are we trying to fool? If my intention is filthy and dirty and corrupt, and I'm doing a good action, like giving sadaqah, do you think I'm going to get reward for that? If you're going to plant a seed in barren field, what are you expecting to get out from there? In the desert, in a barren field, we just take any seed and we just put it in there and we expect that, okay, this needs to grow into a nice huge tree that must give an abundance of fruits. And think about this. I have to seriously think about this, because no matter what my social standing in society is, no matter what title I have in the beginning of my name, no matter what influence and connections I have and contacts I have, no matter which family or language I come from, no matter what my ethnicity, no matter what I can believe about myself, and I am there. When the angel of death arrives, is that what I'm going to tell him? Hey, you know what? I'm so and so. I'm there. So just hang on. Hang on. Let me go and repent. Let me read my salah. Let me do this. Let me read my Quran, my durood. Let me be obedient to Allah and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then you come. Think that's possible? When you are staring the angel of death, staring at him, then a person will realize, alas, it will be too late. So if I, whether I'm rich or I'm poor, have arrogance in me, have all these filthy diseases of pride, of riya, of showing off, of being stingy, now is the time. Now is the time to work on eradicating them. And Dawat-e-Islami helps us. It helps us. If you're fulfilling nek a'mal, if you're practicing upon nek a'mal, if you're reading the books that Amir Ahl-Sunnah Tamad Barakatuhum Al-Aliyah has advised us, like Minhajul Abidin, like Ihya'ul Ulum, and Bahari Shariat, and there's a whole host of books to help us purify ourselves internally and externally, of course. Internally, the thoughts. What thoughts are they? Are they negative thoughts? Are they filthy thoughts? How do I filter all of this out? And so they are step-by-step processes. Daily, weekly, monthly, yearly, and lifetime. It's there. I have to take the first step. I have to be bold and brave to say, enough is enough. Ya Allah, I'm repenting of my sins, and I want to learn my deen, and I want to practice my deen, and that's it. I don't want to listen to the wasawis and the evil whispers of this disgraced shaitan. Allah protect us against the tricks and the traps of shaitan. Ameen bi jahin nabi ameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So one can actually invalidate the reward of the sadaqah that they had spent if they are going to remind others. Keep this principle in mind. If I'm going to remind others that I'm the one who helped you, then we are invalidating, we are actually removing whatever thawab, whatever rewards that we had earned from helping that person. Sadaqah, charity, it serves as expiation for sins and will yield great rewards in the akhirah. Allah SWT will bless that person in this dunya, will grant them to see the benefit of their reward in the qabr, and it will be of great use on the day of judgment. There's a summary of a narration that some Sahaba ikram who were not financially advanced or didn't have a high financial standing in society, they came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and they said, "Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the rich, the wealthy have made off with the rewards." They are giving their sadaqah, they're giving their money, their wealth, they are spending their the camels and whatever it is in the path of Allah, and we can't do it here, Ya Rasulullah. They've made off with the thawab. And it was said to them, "Has not Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made things for you to give in charity? For truly, if every takbir is sadaqah, every tahmid, every tahleel is sadaqah, is charity, commanding that which is good, what we call neki ki da'wat, inviting others towards goodness, is sadaqah, is charity, forbidding an evil, is sadaqah, charity, and so forth. And the morsel that you place in the mouth of your spouse, that is sadaqah, that is charity." So as I mentioned in the beginning, that sadaqah, charity, the Islamic concept of it is not only restricted to paper money, banknotes, wealth. No, it's much more. Imagine giving that morsel of food to your spouse. That's a charity. That's sadaqah. You're commanding people to do good. That is charity. You are forbidding them from doing evil. That is charity. You don't need money to do that. Even if you are the poorest person, the poorest Muslim, you can do it. You can advise the people. Heed your salah, obey your parents, be obedient to Allah and His Rasul, Azza wa Jalla wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You can do it, all of us can do it. You can stay away from drugs, pubs, clubs, casinos, gambling dens, adultery, fornication, alcohol, lies, cheating, deceiving. Anybody can do that. And that's charity, that's sadaqah. Subhanallah, how beautiful is our deen, how beautiful is Islam. All I need to do is learn, research. Dawud Sami has all the material that we need on all the topics that are relevant to us. All I have to do is take that first step, read, attend the ijtima, travel with the Madani Qafila, establish a home dars in your homes, or dars in your office. And slowly, one morsel at a time, one step at a time, you develop yourself and continuously be in touch with your local Madani Markaz, inshallah. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. سبحان الله عز وجل. I've been informed that our team has package ready for us. So please do go ahead and inspire us with that. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم.
When a person goes for a job interview and he's successful in that interview, you can imagine the happiness he feels in his heart. I've got the job that I wanted. Now that he's an employee, the real job starts now. The interview's done, he's passed it, he's been given the role. There are so many rights upon him now that he has to fulfill. And I'd just like to mention a few of them. For example, in the workplace, he has to make sure that he's not skiving. He's not wasting time. He's fulfilling the role that he has been given. If he can do it in half an hour, he shouldn't take double that time. And this is essential for productivity. Secondly, when he's in that work environment, he has to ensure that he is behaving well, that he is not messing around, he is not getting into arguments and quarrels with his fellow workers, the colleagues. Why? Because this will create a bad environment at work and it will affect the business, it will affect the workplace. And the employer who's paying him a salary is not paying him for this reason, for him to cause fitna, turmoil in the workplace. So there are many, many other things that can be mentioned as well. In short, a worker, an employee has to make sure that he is making his wage halal and he is not destroying or harming the organization or the business, the workplace he is at.
Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we're talking about sadaqah, we're talking about charity. When a person leaves the dunya, when they pass away, then what's going to benefit me? What can benefit me now? Well, there's three things that sadaqah jariyah. If I invested my wealth in that masjid, I didn't talk about it and flash it around that, hey, you know what, I built that masjid. My family built that masjid. I'm the one who sorted the wudu area. Don't you know that? You know it. It's there. People do this. They need to advertise so they get a fix. Like, wow, wow. You know, people are like amazed. Oh, mashallah, mashallah, subhanallah. That's the fix that the person gets. Those praises. Is there going to be thawab in the akhirah then? When the praises are given, that's the reward. Do the good and forget about it. Hide your good deeds. Hide them. You know, maybe you built that entire masjid. Don't let anybody know. You are looking after these families. Don't let the public know. Don't advertise it. Don't market yourself that I'm the good guy. I'm the one who's looking after this and that and this madrasa and this jami'ah and this masjid and I am the number one donor. And with some people, it's sad. But you know, when you praise them in public, that's when they are activated to give more and to do more. And if you don't mention them, they sit in the back like, hey, why should I help? They are not acknowledging me. They are not recognizing me. So your intention is for acknowledgement. Okay, individually, personally, we should give a tap in the back. You know, just, you know, show shukr to that person. Yes, that, you know, Allah blessed you, mashallah. And, you know, you are helping the masjid, you are helping the jami'ah, the madrasa, this, whatever. You are helping, mashallah, continue. You know, just to give them encouragement to continue. And the shaitan will come. Shaitan is going to come. Hey, you're wasting your money over here. Don't, stop giving them. Yeah, they are not grateful. So yes, personally, individually, you know, if you need to, then thank them. But don't flatter, don't exaggerate, don't lie to feed their nafs and to inflate their egos. No. See, help the man save his good deeds. Help him to protect his investments. I'm not talking about worldly and materialistic investments. I'm talking about the investment he made in building that masjid, or building that Jami'atul Madina, or Darul Madina, or helping FGRF. Help him to, you know, keep having good intentions, pure intentions. So if a person invests his money in sadaqah jariyah, recurring thawab, built a masjid, at least you bought one brick of the masjid. That one brick is fixed there. So long as it's there, people are going to come for salah, jumu'ah, taraweeh, eid, big nights. So after your passing away, the thawab is still that spiritual EFT, electronic funds transfer. So spiritual funds transfer, SFT, continues coming to you. And you receive the benefit. Of course, I mean, if you have a shares and investments there, and you know, you got your normal salary, and then, hey, I'm getting this, this profit, or this annuity, or some kind of, you know, extra, you feel nice, say, okay, I got a little bit extra, I can do some extra also. So like that, when a person passes away, that thawab is still going to be assisting them. And ilmun nafi'ah, beneficial knowledge. If you learned the deen properly, you understood it properly, and Dawud Sami offers these facilities. Let's say example from here, from this silsila, from this program. You learn something of benefit and you transfer it to the people at home. Or maybe, okay, your friend, your Muslim friend calls, or at work, your Muslim colleagues, you transfer it to them about sadaqah, about charity in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal. And that person practices, you will benefit even after your passing. And thirdly, that person who left behind a pious child that makes dua for them. Now, something I want you to ask yourself. If I leave the dunya right now, will my child remember me in their du'as? Will they send Isal al-Thawab to me? You're talking about child or grandchild, family members. Who am I surrounded by? Have I made their minds? Have I trained them? Have I taught them that, you know, my father, mother passed away, I need to send Isal al-Thawab continuously to them. I need to make dua for them all the time for protection against the punishment of the grave. We are very fortunate if we have those kind of children that will remember us. Not like we left the dunya and it's like we never existed. Like we never existed. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Abu Dharr radiyallahu ta'ala anhu said that the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Your smiling in the face of your brother is a charity. Commanding good, forbidding evil is a charity. Your giving directions to a person who is lost, Allahu Akbar, is charity. Your seeing for an individual with bad sight." So you see again, these concepts like, okay, that the old person or the blind person is crossing the street, and can let me hold their hand and take them across. It's a good deed. Look at this beautiful narration, that your seeing for a man with bad sight is a charity for you. And your removal of an obstacle, of a rock from the pathway, is a charity. How beautifully is Islam? No wonder Islam is the fastest growing religion in the world. Fact. Because it's, look at this. I mean, on mainstream media, they're going to hide all of this information. They can't let you know about this. Because you're going to be attracted by this magnet of Islam, by this magnet who is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the beloved of the Creator. So they can't, they have to, you know, how the evil people of before, they used to hide in the scriptures, and they got to hide all of this. But if you keep watching Madani channel, then the correct information will be portrayed, inshallah. It will continue to be portrayed. And the beloved Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a man's spending on his family is a deed of charity. So your family is benefiting. But that is a sadaqah. That's a charity as well. And so I must not stop. And that's where it starts. And our ulama ikram, the honorable scholars of Islam, have told us that if you give your sadaqah, your charity, your donation, firstly to your family members. And again, you know, they say this concept of charity begins at home. All of these beautiful concepts, Islam teaches them practically on the ground at grassroots level. So the scholars mention that the sadaqah you give, right? First search for your family members. And you've heard Amir al-Sunnah Damat Barakatuhum al-Aliyah even say this, yeah. Search out for your Muslim family members who are really, really struggling. Give them. And then give to your Dawat Islam. Because you will get double the thawab, double the reward. Why? Because you are helping a family member and you're cementing ties, and also because you are giving sadaqah, double. And that's your real investment. Not what you left in the bank or in the cupboard. What you spent in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal, that you will see its benefit in this world, and especially in the qabr and the akhirah. Don't forget to keep watching Madani Mudhakara to receive inspiration from Amira Ahl Sunnah Dam Barakatum Aliyah. Remain attached or attach yourself to Dawati Islam. Get involved in the Madani activities. Send forward your lillah, your zakah, your fitrah. And until next time, keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Start your day with remembrance of